This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight for another edition as we stop by on the campaign trail and we swing down south for a check on what's happening on Louisiana or in Louisiana. And in the meantime, talk about what's happened sadly in Italy as there were some bright moments. And I say bright moments because, you know, there's always the chance of that rescue. And to see those first responders, no matter what language they speak, in disaster, be able to come up with somebody, to be able to save somebody's life. And a girl was pulled from the rubble, from the pile in Italy. And as I say, that's always very encouraging to the people who spend hours, sleepless days, just desperately trying to fight against time in the hopes that they will have that moment. So the last time we were on the air, it was a handful of people who had died. Now the official toll is 159 dead, and the rescuers there still feel as though they can find another person, another child, something that is living and breathing. 6.2 was the earthquake that smacked in the middle of the night in a small Italian town. In fact, several small Italian towns. And 100 miles outside of Rome, where they constantly had the lights on the pile, and as I said, tried to do whatever they could. The firefighter that rescued the girl, who was about 8 years old, to grab her and walk her out of this pile of rubble was, again, cheering, and so many that were just crazed with excitement for the fact that they were able to find her. So this earthquake, 3:36 a.m., wow, right in the middle of the time when most people, of course, were asleep. About 1,000 people, they say, have been displaced by the quake. Nobody's allowed to sleep in, especially the epicenter town, Amatrice, for fear of what maybe aftershocks could possibly do. So the Italian Prime Minister Renzi is touring some of the worst affected areas, and they say they're going to use every window of time, every possible form of getting people, finding people, pulling them from the pile that they possibly can. Now, I've said that a couple of times. As somebody who's seen what an earthquake can do in California, it is absolutely frightening. And it is about racing against the clock for fear that you'll lose more people but have the potential to beat the clock and rescue yet even more. In the meantime, in Louisiana, it's not necessarily so much a race against the clock as it is trying to put the pieces back together with, just like in this Italian town, so many people who are displaced in an instant. And where do you find room for all those people and yet have enough time or have enough means to go back, enough vehicles, because you can't, because some of the water is just still too thick, to take people back to their homes and get them whatever's left of their home as they try to sort it all out. And this is really what it's become. I mean, the damage is unbelievable. The cleanup is unbelievable. So a cleanup of a different sort goes on across the pond, while in the south, it's a whole different ball game, but yet equally as devastating, let's put it that way. In the meantime, it's always about the war of words. As I said, every single show, of course, we take you on the campaign trail to find out what was said during the day. Where was the stops? What did Hillary Clinton have to say in response to the Clinton Foundation? Because now they're talking about the perception of pay for play. The Clinton Foundation, should it shut down, transfer operations to another charity, even if it's doing good work because of the perception? These are the questions that they're answering behind the scenes, not so much in front, because Hillary Clinton isn't talking about that. Donald Trump, in his slams a la Clinton, says Hillary is a bigot who only wants votes, and says that in a rally in Jackson, Mississippi, where some of you may be listening to us as we have an affiliate there, says that Hillary Clinton is just out there fishing for votes. That's it. She sees people of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future, is what Donald Trump says. And that drew a lot of cheers from the crowd. He's also revving up his campaign against Clinton to talk about the people who are supporting her. Earlier on Wednesday, he was at a rally in Tampa, Florida, and he said Clinton's supporters are mostly celebrities who aren't very hot anymore. He said her supporters have very little enthusiasm. Hillary Clinton shot back and talks about Donald Trump, forget the controversial foundation now, moving instead in a different direction. Instead, Hillary Clinton talks about Donald Trump taking hate campaigns to a different level, taking it mainstream, is what she's calling it. So for her side of the war of words on Wednesday, she says Donald Trump is showing who he is, and we ought to believe him. He is a hate campaign mainstream. He's taking the hate to a different level. He's brought it into our communities. She referenced his attacks on President Obama's birthplace, also that his company had been sued for housing discrimination, and how he attacked a federal judge overseeing a case against Trump University for his Mexican heritage. She said Donald Trump is a person who's very much peddling bigotry and paranoia. And we saw what the rebuttal was with Donald Trump throwing it right back at his rally in Jackson, Mississippi, saying that she's the bigot. So it comes down to, who do you support? And what I was saying the other day, how many people have their mind made up as to who they're going to vote for? How many people are just determined that they don't want to vote for either one? I've heard people complain, but I haven't heard people say that they're not going to vote. They're just going to stay home and just see what happens. There will be people that do that, but I don't know that we're going to see that many. I think we may see an avalanche at the polls. Stay with us, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Somebody's going to hear that song once it's retired. President Obama's world, somebody else is going to hear Hail to the Chief. And who is it going to be? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or will it be Donald Trump? It just as it seems, when the Clintons are out of hot water, they get back in. And just when it seems Donald Trump makes some headway, something controversial happens with Trump. It really is tit for tat with both of these candidates, as far as what we're seeing happen as the world reacts in the polls and all that kind of stuff. But I think the Clinton Foundation is interesting. Interesting in the sense that I really believe what I said there. They've got to, if you just tuned in, the Clinton Foundation, they either have to dump this into some other charity. Do they shut its doors despite the moneymaker it is for the fam? What do they do? If she's serious about being president, the more digging that goes on behind the scenes into the Clinton Foundation and what looks like really ridiculous favoritism, and more than favoritism, you know, you can't be in that position where you're in government, although we've seen it, where you're in government and you're the Secretary of State, one of the highest positions you can hold in the land, and you are, what, soliciting donors, or maybe you're not, but they have access to you, and it certainly appears like you're doing that, and there's just too many of them. It's not like one, it's not two, it's not five. No, it's the vast majority, or so it seems. So why did Bill Clinton, and that's the question, before Hillary announced, if you wrote tape and listened about how there was some heel dragging going on with Clinton's campaign and why weren't they announcing, and, you know, was she going to change her mind because she was going to be a grandmother, or was it the I'm not going to people are telling me to run, but I don't know if I really want to run. Remember, we went through months and months and months of that, and a lot of speculation, including people that we talked to who knew Hillary Clinton really, really well on this show. But before she decides to run, the former president leaves his post 12 days before. And the former president said he thanks everybody who's been part of the work of the foundation and the partners. He says more than 11.5 million people in 70 countries have access to life-saving HIV/AIDS drugs, 90% lower cost for that, by the way, including planting 5 million trees in Haiti, helping out African farmers increase their yields and the money that they could make from it, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And the list is kind of on of what the Clintons were able to do. Now, the Bush family even helped the Clintons. There were lots of Republicans that helped the Clinton Foundation, including Mitt Romney, who gave money to the foundation. So I think there is no doubt that they did some good in other countries, but the money that the foundation made and the money that the former president made by being at the helm of the foundation, there's really no explaining that away. I mean, the donor contact list includes a meeting between Clinton and the Crown Prince of Bahrain, a visa request pushed by a Hollywood executive, a meeting scheduled with a Slim Fast tycoon, and this is the list that's just going to get longer of, wow, who did they meet with? I shouldn't say they. Who did Hillary Clinton meet with? Who cares who President Clinton met with? He obviously made a bunch of money, so that would be the one thing you would get out of that. But it's not so much about him, because he wasn't in that position any longer, but it was the position Hillary Clinton was in. And they're investigating this. The hedge fund billionaire. The New York Times published a lengthy report in April of last year that revealed an undisclosed flow of $2.3 million to the Clinton Foundation from a family foundation linked to the chairman of Uranium One. How about that? Robert Mercer, a leading Trump donor and hedge fund billionaire, is behind funding the money to look deeper into some of what we're seeing from the that's coming out about where, who met with whom and what happened. So like I said, every single day, it's no joke, every single day, the campaign trail just gets hot and then cold, hot and then cold. You know, when you're a kid, you played that game. We called it the potato game. Am I hot? Am I hot? Somebody was looking for something. Oh, would you go, you know, your mother, will you go get my glasses? You're hotter, you're hotter, you're colder, colder. So it is like that. One day one's a little colder, but one day one gets a little hotter, hotter, hotter. And they just keep trading places in that position. So on Wednesday, it was about calling each other bigots in different ways. And polls, in some cases, showing that they are a little closer than one would think. 5 points is different than 15 points. A poll we talked about on a previous show was 15 between Clinton and Trump, and that was in Florida. But what about the other states, and what about the amount of points we're talking about? That makes a big difference. 5 points is in that margin of error. The CNN Org poll has Trump up 5 points in Arizona. Ed Rollins, long time campaign guru who managed many campaigns in his day, said if the election were held today, there's no doubt Donald Trump would lose. And he's the head of a pro-Trump super PAC. He said he would lose badly. He said, if I'm sitting here 3 weeks from now after Labor Day and it's in the same position, we're going to have a hard uphill battle. He'd lose badly. But Rollins said, you know what? Trump still has a chance to win on November 8th. For the same reason I said, Kellyanne Conway is dangerous. The campaign manager, the new campaign manager, is very talented. And says that Trump has to shift his focus on Hillary Clinton, has to be head-to-head. He has to say he's the leader, she's not. He's a decision maker, she's not. Has to say people will get back to work. He'll fight ISIS. The military wants him to be commander-in-chief. So Ed Rollins says at the end of the day, it's about hitting the same themes over and over and over again. I have a program director in radio who says, play the hits. So if you do a three-hour show, you got to talk about what's hot. So what I say is, what is the buzz in your backyard and mine? So Donald Trump doesn't want to have a smorgasbord, according to Ed Rollins. He wants to offer up the same red meat every single day, like a commercial that drones on and on and on, and you see it over and over and over again. It's almost a subliminal factor. Almost. Just hitting the same themes over and over and over again. Rentz Priebus is demanding that there should be some sort of Clinton press conference about the donors. And I agree. The thing that the Clintons are also good about doing is evading tactical maneuvers around the press. It's been forever since Hillary Clinton has done any kind of a press conference or a media free-for-all. And he's saying that she has an explanation for why she broke the ethics agreements regarding foreign donations to her family foundation. Think there's a shot that Hillary Clinton will do that? I'd say there's no chance whatsoever. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What say you, America? Let's find out next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
You see what everybody wants from you. Forgive the kids, for they don't know how to live. Run the alleys, casually,
goodness. All right, so as we continue to rock through America tonight, and we've got coming up in our next hour, we've got a full-on mailbag segment. So many of you reacting to Italy and some of the other news that's breaking, that's going on. I mentioned this at the top, 159 people confirmed dead, and yet they're able to have that miraculous pull from a pile of horrible rubble. They find an 8-year-old girl, which is amazing. You know, we're talking about some really old Italian treasures, towns, and of course the people are the main thing, but when you have an earthquake that's magnitude of 6.2, boy, that's something that's going to shake a lot of people up. And it's going to shake them out of bed, and unfortunately, it's going to lead to what happened there. It's in the middle of the night, and most of those people didn't have a prayer of getting out of that, absolutely. It's interesting, I read a story today about something that I've always wondered. You know, the big, and this is completely different, but it's kind of the buzz in your backyard, because we're coming out of the summertime, we're almost at Labor Day. And one of the things that I think is really interesting is the phenomenon of zip lines. You know, you go everywhere and there's these zip lines, and some of them are incredible places. When I was in Las Vegas, in the old part of Las Vegas, they have a zip line that goes right through old Las Vegas. And it's really popular because you have those old neon signs that are around and people are zip lining through it. And of course, there's obvious places in park areas where it's beautiful, you know, in the Amazon, places that you can go, exotic places, and you sort of would expect to see it. And I've always wondered, okay, so if somebody was too big, they wouldn't be able to support them and they wouldn't be able to go on the zip line. But what just about the equipment itself? I mean, okay, you're hooked up correctly, but the line just is a little worn. And it finally happened. A 59-year-old woman died Wednesday afternoon. She fell 40 feet from a zip line ride at a Delaware State Park. She was part of this. She was on a zip line that was called the Go Ape Treetop Adventure Attraction. And they say reason for her fall is unclear. I mean, it was like shocking, of course. They got her to the hospital right away, but she was pronounced dead immediately. And you have to sign a waiver. And, of course, in all these cases, you have to sign a waiver. And then they have safety rules and a 30-minute briefing, they say. And they talk about suspended obstacles and zip lines and all of that kind of stuff, you know, to talk about what it is. And this Go Ape is a course. So it's just a zip line. It's a course of zip lines. And it takes 2 or 3 hours to complete the course, I guess. There's 15 in 14 states. So what will that report say, I wonder? But it's just something that I've always wondered, and since they haven't said what the reason is, but I've always wondered when I see those zip lines, hey, I mean, it's just like bungee jumping, right? Somebody can certainly die and slip out of the bungee cords, but I even get that more with the bungee cords. But the zip lines, I've often wondered, gosh, all those people, tourist after tourist after tourist, wherever it is, whether it's a remote place or it's a much more populated place, it's not about that. It's about the equipment. And even if you check it out, you know, how often are they changing it out? And even if it's a really thick cable, I don't know, at some point do you think that there's the potential, not to be paranoid, but that it could snap? And of course, the answer is, yeah, it could snap. And they're not saying that's what happened, but something happened that she fell. So what is it that made her fall from that zip line? What is it that made that happen? And does it give you pause when you're with grandchildren or children or just yourself? You want that sense of adventure. You know, on these cruise lines, when they always, if you're a captive of television, you know, you're sick, you're tired, you're whatever, and the TV's droning on and on and on and on and on. Let me do it again. On and on and on and on in the background, and you're just kind of randomly watching whatever's there. Notice you'll see a lot of commercials, and it depends on when, but you'll see a lot of commercials for cruise lines, and they always emphasize, oh, this cool pool, and they show these zip lines now that you can zip line right there on the cruise ship. Well, I'm assuming if it was really that dangerous, or they thought it was that dangerous, even if you sign a waiver, they wouldn't, you would think, but I say that. And then you see what happens sometimes with these cruise ships. But you would think, ugh, is that something that, if it was dicey, really? Would they put it on the ship? I don't know. I would think they wouldn't, right? They wouldn't put it on the ship. Because why would you risk that? Why would you deal with a bunch of people that have been overserved? Why would you even take that chance that would happen? And that somebody would fall off or some crazy thing would go on? You wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't do that. No way. Hey, speaking of untimely deaths, the rage now is not so much zip lines, certainly not bungee cords. I would say zip lines are even almost bigger than bungee cords. The rage, what people are talking about, and if you've never heard this, it's called Pokemon Go. And a Pokemon Go playing truck driver, not paying attention to what was going on, hit a woman and killed her. He was driving a small truck. He didn't notice two women crossing the road because he was playing Pokemon, where you have a different sense of reality. It's called augmented reality. So both women were hit. A woman in her early 30s died of a spinal injury after she was hit by the truck. The other woman hospitalized with a severe injury. He wasn't paying attention, so he was distracted by Pokemon Go. It's the first case of a death in Japan resulting from someone playing that game. And we've heard of crazy things that have happened in the United States. So now add that to the list of possible distractions of drivers who could be around you when you're just trying to get home, or get to the store, or get to some other location. Because you look at the distractions now: texting, putting on makeup, reading. I've seen people read, eating, and focusing on the food and not on driving. Conversation. Some people can't walk and chew gum. Lots of people can't drive and have a conversation, but they try. And now you put in this Pokemon Go and mix that into it? Ugh. You know, there are a lot of governments, and I'm not for governments censoring us, but there are a lot of governments that have voiced a lot of concerns about the game. They're warning players to stay clear of areas that are sensitive, especially military bases, because some of this Pokemon stuff is taking people right to military bases even. I would say, warning, please try to play in an area where you can be on foot, not in a truck. And, you know, Pokemon was the rage in the 90s. But the fact that you can change your reality and actually be playing Pokemon is, I think, what's so intriguing to lots of people and older people. I mean, this isn't a bunch of kids necessarily running around doing the Pokemon thing. There's older people, older cats, who are doing that very same thing. I mean, they're playing Pokemon. The cards that were so popular, because you're altering your reality, I think, is what's so intriguing. But behind the wheel, nobody needs to be behind any wheel anywhere playing Pokemon Go. It's as bad as texting, maybe worse in so many ways. I mean, look at those two women. They were well off to the side, but because the driver wasn't paying attention, they got plowed into. And how would they know that that was going to happen as he was moving along and it just looked like he was doing the normal drive down the road thing? And the technology is brilliant. And these players can explore their own neighborhoods. And then they have these superimposed virtual creatures on the real world, which is so crazy. And I get it. I mean, it is clever. It is interesting. But when you get to the point where you're putting yourself in dangerous territory for Pikachu, I think there's a problem.
Yeah. Check 1, 2. Yeah.
See you in a few for the final segment of this hour of America Tonight.
The alpha wave. After I'm gone, that's where my sound will stay. Found a way to get into the REM sleep. From back when I bled deep, the headpiece. Finally mastered the technique. The most cats are flesh deep, but I'm all up in your hemoglobin. Saturation neurons, they don't front, I leave you open.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Segment for this hour of America Tonight. I want to shout out to our pal Izzy. It was great to hear from her the other day on the show. She was a longtime caller and friend for all of us, to many of us, and such a smart lady with so many great opinions, because even if you disagreed with her, she would be still somebody you could hang out with. You know, like she was like the days in Washington when people actually were smart, whether they were a Democrat or Republican, even if you thought they were idiots about their policies, they still could, like, listen to the other person and actually go and tilt one back or, you know, have a sandwich or something with each other. And now it's become so isolating, and it really is. Not everybody, but certainly the vast majority. And we know that from conversations we've had with people on the Hill that think part of the problem is, whether this would change things or not, is used to politicians who lived in Washington. So, yes, they went back to their constituents and their homes, wherever they represent. But they still spent time in D.C. And their families, by the way, went to D.C. too. So they didn't have to be without their families. It wasn't about breaking apart families, but you had more time. You know, it's kind of like the work situations now. A lot of people work from home, which is in one way really super great. And it works out for a lot of people. But if they never, ever have any FaceTime, the office, especially in some really specific fields, boy, that can be interesting because it doesn't develop that teamwork. It doesn't develop, like I said, that camaraderie when you're not doing that, especially if you're remote, which is what happens with a lot of the people in Washington, especially if you're remote a lot and you're not really having too many, you're just not really having too many conversations because you're running around to each his own, doing whatever it is that they're doing for the people that they represent, which they should be doing, but they're still not carving out that time that they used to be able to, you know, carve out. Can you imagine Pokemon? And I know they do this Pokemon Go in D.C., but can you imagine just how crazy that could be there? Right by all the monuments, where it's like, where things are blocked off. People would just be crashing into each other. But you know what? It's one thing to walk into somebody, which people do all the time because they're texting, frankly, or playing a game or not paying attention. But if it was, you know, that's one thing. But it's different than what I was talking about in the truck or in a car, which is just still, to me, so mind-blowing that we have that. I mean, that we have this game that people, it just reminds me of, in a different way, but it reminds me of GPSs. And you would hear these stories, and they've happened, where people took the directions from the GPS, and the GPS would tell them turn right, turn left, turn whatever, and then they would go flying off an embankment somewhere. I mean, you know, you don't at some point say, okay, this doesn't seem right. Something isn't right here that I'm just keep driving and I'm looking at the edge of a cliff right now. I can see how you could get backward if you're following it and then you go a right turn, a left turn, or you're on a highway somewhere. But people actually driving off the road, frightening. So Pokemon Go takes that to a different extreme. Doesn't it? It really does. By the way, kudos to the astronaut who breaks the record for days in space. You know, I'm all about numbers, and we do the number thing, and that's coming up in our next hour, the We Can Count deal. But I think this is an incredible record, and I actually don't have this in We Can Count. But astronaut Jeffrey Williams sets a record for the 521. He is the commander of the International Space Station. That's how long he's been in orbit. Wow. That's like, how many flights is that? That's like over four flights. And you know what? It passes the mark that was set by Scott Kelly, who was 520 days, and his mission stopped or ended in March. That's wild. What would it be like to be in space for that long of a time period? I mean, Kelly retired from NASA, and he actually called Williams from Mission Control in Houston and congratulated him on passing him up and said, it's great to see another record broken. And he said, do you have another 191 days in you? Why don't you just stay up there? Make sure you set that record. So, a one-year flight. Wow. A one-year plus. And see, even if you think about that, it's the Russians who have stayed up there the longest. And actually, Williams is number 14 on the most time in space list. There are 13 Russians in front of him. And Williams is a retired Army colonel who was sent into orbit with two Russians. And they return through a Russian capsule to Kazakhstan on September 7th. He's going to do one more spacewalk, I guess, before heading home. That'd be wild. You want to talk about a different reality? There's your different reality. Walking and being in space 521 days and longer. And then doing spacewalks. Oh, one more spacewalk. Just one more spacewalk before we go down to Earth. One more. Like, it's like, it's the way I read the story, it's like drudgery. Oh, one more spacewalk. By the way, we have sad updated numbers. I'm just getting these now. The death toll in central Italy because of the earthquake has sadly, in the hour we've been on the air, has climbed up to 247. It's not surprising, I guess. I said when it happened, I was surprised the number was actually so low. And now, because they're finding people, and they're also in other villages, they're seeing these aftershocks, especially, were incredibly deadly to some of these folks. And they are saying that if you walk in some of the towns, you could hear people crying for help. And they didn't have the heavy equipment to move the rocks in some cases. Chainsaws, shears to cut iron bars, jacks to remove beams. And that's what they've been crying out for. And people have been getting the equipment to them as fast as they can. But the number certainly has climbed. And the late aftershocks, as I said, really, really hurt this situation. I mean, imagine the mounds of debris, the structures, the ancient ruins, because not every single house was like that, but there were a lot that were like that. Even the Vatican sent a six-man team from Vatican City, from their fire squad, to try to help the people. And they're desperate to reach as many as they can. Half of the town is just, Trieste is just completely gone. And 6.6 is pretty powerful. A bridge even connecting the remote town was just off, just shut off, was damaged. So that made it even more difficult after the 11 tremblers to get across and try to help the people. Wow. High, high, high aftershock rate. Hey, any thoughts on the show? You know, you can always share them with me. If you can't, buzz in at 855-266-2283. Tack that number up on your fridge. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.